that allows them to come.
Alrighty.
Sorry, a little bit late here, but welcome everybody. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Welcome, Anthony. Marie. All right, if we can get an approval for the minutes. Everybody get a chance? Take a look. Yep. Motion to
I'll
approve.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
All right.
I'll second.
Emailed.
All right. Any questions, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Well, we are going to get right into resolutions then. We don't have a heavy agenda here, so we'll get moving. We'll start with Resolution 65. It's approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 with Family Services.
We pushed
move,
that.
Move for discussion.
Oh, that's what you wanted to talk about already.
Well, you move for discussion. Move for discussion. Move it. Okay. Second?
Second.
All right. There you go.
Last time we had this brought up, there was an issue. Somebody said that it was a duplication of services.
Sure.
At what point, that's why we postponed it. Did we get any more information since then?
We did. I think Mark had a little more info on it. I don't know if maybe Tom wants to speak to us as well.
I emailed you. Basically, the idea came out of the UCAN task force, and Mike Hines picked it up, and instead of making an ombudsman, he made it a family advocate who was to basically help people with insurance, medical insurance, to get into some kind of a recovery treatment if they have an addiction problem. They gave the contract to
Family Services.
Yeah. Right now, the state took it over, so we have a state doing all that referral. So basically, it's a duplication of services now.
So my question is, I guess the state took over the referral part of it.
Right.
So is there anything that we're doing different than the state is doing?
Not to my knowledge.
So the one thing I'll say, and I'm going to preface this by, at the end, I'm going to ask you to withdraw this anyway, but I would say there's a difference between the services that we're offering through this contract because the person is local and understands all of the available services within Ulster County. Oasis is not necessarily, it's like calling in to a call center that's kind of far away as opposed to something that's local. That being said, after this was held last month, I had the health department kind of do a review of this contract, and we're not necessarily very happy with the case numbers that are being dealt with by this person. So while we think that this is a beneficial, it's beneficial to have something like this, just not necessarily this contract, so we're going to ask that it be withdrawn. And we're going to potentially use the funds in our broader kind of opioid task force and have that task force work with us to see if something similar needs to be done or if we can use it for a better purpose.
That makes sense. My next question, you answered kind of, is how many people did this actually
serve? It's not many.
Right.
Okay. Not as many as should be. When we know that the need is out there, and folks oftentimes don't know what services are out there when they're trying to go through recovery, you would think that this person would have a lot higher kind of a caseload, and it's just not happening.
So it's essentially, if I can put it in a nutshell, with all respect, is a $100,000 outreach plan, basically.
Yeah.
Also, just to add, put the changes in the laws about insurance companies. So they're mandated to offer treatment now. You used to have to go through hoops. Now you don't have to.
If it was actually helping people, I'd be all for it. But I don't see that it really is helping them. And the fact that we can transfer the funds to a better utilized program, I think that makes a lot more sense.
Thank you for digging into that.
Thank you again, both of you.
So the committee, you're comfortable with that, with the withdrawal? And so as the sponsor and Peter as well. We'll withdraw the...
Perfect.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Very good. Easy enough. All right. So that's a no vote. We will move to Resolution 87. It's appointing a member of the Ulster County Board of Health. Move for discussion.
Make a motion. Discuss it.
Second?
Second.
All right. And this is...
Can I understand the process of this a little bit, since I don't know the process? So who does the vetting? Is this something that is advertised out in the greater world? How does this all work?
It is advertised on, like, the legislature's webpage on the same board and committee section. These recommendations come from the board, the current Board of Health members, and they come to the county executive's office and typically get vetted by the board. We'll do some more vetting on top of that, but primarily it's the current Board of Health that is recommending and doing most of that.
Is there an interview process?
By the Board of Health, and I'm just looking at Dr. Smith, I believe that...
Official interview process? Because it's a recommendation by a board member who knows the person, typically they will go on the basis of that as opposed to a formal interview. But, you know, certainly if the legislature prefers a formal interview, we can do
that. Did either of these people that are being appointed now go through any interviews, or are they all referrals from a board member?
Because they are known by board members, yeah.
So do they submit like a bio or anything that we can just so we know?
Yeah, usually attached a resume,
etc. That's I think part of the.
You have their resume. Right.
I had one more question then about the process. So this is something that we hit the other day where there was no deadline for referrals. Remember that?
Oh,
so there was no actual deadline. So all of a sudden, we as a committee were asked to make a decision on something, and then a week later, we were told there were more candidates sort of in the mix. And so, is there any sort of process for, we are looking for this candidate now, this is when they have to submit by, and no candidates are being seen after that?
These are rolling vacancies that often happen. I'm assuming that this doesn't even get us to the maximum amount of board members.
We traditionally have difficulty finding board members for both the Board of Health and the Community Services Board, which is the board for the mental health local governmental unit division. And it is a struggle to find. It's a volunteer position. These folks are giving up their time once a month. They're advisory. They really don't set policy or anything of that nature. You know, certainly the current board members understand what the expectations are. They know these individuals and advocate on our behalf for them to, you know, to solicit interest. Sure. And typically how it will go. You know, there hasn't, with these individuals and with the, you know, one is appointed by or suggested by the mayor's office, the others or for us, the county executive, but typically that's about as formal a process as it is. And because it is known to the current board members, in this case it's Dr. Woodley, I believe, who presented the candidate, we take their advisement on that.
So it's not like we have more applicants than we have positions, like we had the other situation.
No.
Yeah, and again, I'm not trying to put the kibosh on this. I'm just trying to understand the process because it got a little funny last time.
With sure.
Typically, it's difficult to find members who. Okay.
And the first,
we're having a hard time with the Community Services Board with finding quorum because we have so many vacancies. So if any of you know somebody that you'd like to refer to the Community Services Board,
please do.
In the resolution, in the first whereas, it discusses the process a little bit, and also it includes like the structure of the board. So it's just for reference.
Great, thank you.
So, okay. Any other discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. We will move to 88. This is another Board of Health appointment. Move for discussion.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
No. Discussion. Basically the same thing.
It's the same thing as the other one.
Yep, same thing, same process.
Different person.
Yeah, different resume. Yeah.
I love that there's a lot of school experience here. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
And some financial experience, which is nice also.
Alrighty.
Move to approve.
Alright. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Alright, resolution 99. This is reestablishing the Trails Advisory Board, or committee, not necessarily a board, but a committee. Move for discussion.
Second.
All right.
So I was confused about this because I had just been appointed to the track committee, and so I called up and I was like, wait, I think I was just appointed to something, and then I was hearing, no, there's actually a different committee, which is weirdly similarly named to track, so...
Right.
I got the skinny that this is a different committee, but they're sort of doing similar-ish things. So, just sort of
basically everything trail related goes through here. You have a number of people who are on it that represent different parts of the county, and they discuss projects and how to move forward. And how.
So, what's the point of having track and this at the same time?
Track is mainly the jurisdiction of track is the Ulster and Delaware core rail corridor, almost. That's about the entire jurisdiction of track, I think, right?
Right. Yeah, I would assume so.
So this is for the whole county?
This is for the entire county, anything trails related. The other one is anything related to the Ulster and Delaware, which is county-owned corridor, which oftentimes is rail bikes. It's also railroad. It's outside.
Why are they not on one, like you said?
Well, I think it's the other one that has a special need because of the nature of the everything that was going on with the
and it always has,
rail trail.
As long as I remember, always had
putting it lightly.
So
my question though is why is this in existence and we're continuing it, or did this become defunct? Because I'm reading the language and it makes me feel like it's become defunct and is being resurrected.
That's
no.
What it sounds like to me too.
No, it terms, we have to approve it every
day. Okay, so we just do this every...
Absolutely.
Great. And do these members for the most part represent continuance of terms? Like, are people like, is this mostly people just being reappointed?
Usually. Actually, I just realized I'm still on this committee on the Trails Committee when I took a look at it. But no, they're usually the same people. Yeah, you don't have a lot of turnover. The people that are involved are vested in there. Been working on projects for a long time, and it's just, the board really works well together. So, yeah, they don't have a lot
the
of
question
lot
I
of
have
turnover
with that
on there.
Is looking at the members that are on there, it does say specifically that they want to work the Ulster and Delaware Railroad Corridor. That's what it says. Which I thought you said that was track.
Well, it's rail and trail. So they kind of work together.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. It's confusing.
They're two different boards, but they... work together in order,
And again, on similar project. Why is there two different boards?
Well, I think if anything, we would sunset track.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it seems. Well, I'm just looking at this one right out of the gate. On the top of the resolution, it says the final report of the Ulster and Delaware Railroad Corridor in the UND Rail Plus Trail Feasibility Study issued in 2006, and it went on to about that.
Which one? Which resolution are you looking at?
99. Am I looking at the wrong one?
No, that's it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see.
Okay, so
right. So then why would... Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Like,
so
why would
specifically
this,
stating
the first
the
whereas
Delaware.
References the Ulster-Delaware. Yeah, right. Questions were getting hard.
I was trying to untangle it myself.
I think it's a really good point.
I didn't want to derail it, but I was really confused. I was like, I thought it was
nice. Really a little bit of fun.
And I will just say my spidey sense tingles anytime I see.
And then go down.
Ulster Delaware corridor referenced as the first whereas of any resolution.
And as you go down further in the whereases, not really on that same page. It says Ulster County Non-Motorized Transportation Plan incorporates a vision of shared use of rail with trail, a corridor extending east to west across the entire county. So right. Again, strike, I think it's referencing that particular trail.
Let's just strike the first whereas. Right?
Before I would start striking, I think I would approach the sponsor, Dave Donaldson, to see if maybe there's some clarification. It still has to go through.
And if I can, I'm sorry, I was reading this earlier today, and you look at the members of the board that they've had in the past, I see all, and I say this in with all respect to everybody, all trail advocates. I don't see anybody from the railroad on there at all.
Right. Well, this is the trails committee.
Right.
Again.
I understand the point that you're making, but there's, of course, other language that I would like to have clarified as well. But as far as, this is, it's definitely the trail committee, and it's not the rail committee. I know that they do work together, work on projects. So maybe that's why that's in there. But before, I wouldn't feel comfortable striking, whereas is here or changing the structure of the resolution without reaching out to the sponsor.
I agree.
I don't feel comfortable letting it come out of committee, though.
Exactly. I think we need to clarify this.
I think we need to understand what track is for, and we need to understand what this is for better. And
right.
see if they're duplicating each other.
She's going to ask Vicky.
Why have two committees if you don't need them? I mean, if they're doing the same thing, or if one is doing the larger.
Who else does this go through? This goes through economic development. So it has,
and we also
has other committees group. That it has to go through. Still,
but also along with this, so we have to appoint another person from the legislature has to get appointed to that committee because Kathy Nolan was on it. She's no longer a legislator.
You don't have to be a legislator in order to serve.
But to be a representative of the legislature, though, don't they?
We do have to fill that spot.
Right, well, aren't there... I know that I'm on there.
Yeah, you're listed here. Yeah,
right, but I don't understand the question.
You and Jim are both listed
here.
There's a vacancy now for the legislature. So before we even fill the vacancy, we need to clarify what it's for.
She handles that committee, so she'll know.
Yeah, okay.
Tantillo handles that, so she's going to read it real fast and then come in. She has the minutes. She sits in on them all the time.
Okay, no, that's fine.
So,
all right. Let's put it to the side, and then we'll move on to the to 132. All right. Resolution 132. This authorizing the chair to enter into an agreement with the Resource Center for Accessible Living.
Oh, there she is.
All right, hang on before you.
The Trails Committee is a separate committee from the Ulster County Unity Corridors Rail and Trail Committee, the Track Committee. But the Trails Committee is just for trails in Ulster County, throughout Ulster County. It has nothing to do with the Unity Corridors.
That's what the whereas says, like the literally the first whereas.
Specifically
is,
says that. You're
where is it?
Yes, I know. I just found it.
Whereas the final report of the Ulster-Delaware Rail Corridor, and it goes on to describe rail trail stuff in the first whereas, which seems like the narrow remit that TRAC has, but yet it's in the full trail committee resolution.
Oh.
And then it goes down, and it also talks about the rail with trail corridor extending east to west across the entire county.
Let me look to see if they're combining. Hang on,
if they're combining, then that changes.
If they're combining, this is a much bigger conversation. While I agree that combining in general, I would not be comfortable having language around a specific rail corridor that specifically had an issue in the last 5 years.
All of them.
It should not have any specific reference to those.
I was going with it to begin with. It shouldn't be.
It's
more than just.
I'm almost positive this isn't an attempt to combine the two committees. It just has to. I think it's just a point of clarification here.
Yeah.
Maybe the language has to be tightened up, but to me this is reestablishing.
It's just the trail committee. That's not the UND corridor committee.
The 2006 report talked about that being a development, but that the track committee is a separate committee.
Yeah, so, but then we're why is it why? Like this? If we're reaffirming the Ulster County Trail Advisory Committee, there should be no reference to a 2006 study. It's irrelevant to the broader question of trails in Ulster County.
Well, that was the study that looked at all the counties, including that, including our trail. But it just was talking about what a. I think that whereas it's always been in it when we set up the I can look up an old trail
history leading
well,
up
that's,
to
that's,
it.
That's fine. I would say in all scenarios tonight we're gonna hold this though.
Yeah.
We're gonna hold this in committee.
I mean, there's a lot of different explanations why it's there, but none of them, nothing personal against anybody.
I think we need to talk.
It needs to be rewritten.
I can look at the last one from 2 years ago. I think we have to reestablish it every 2 years.
No, I totally, and I completely agree. And
I just think that's always been in it.
Right, and that's I understand that the past explains why it has this language in it, but
hey, Matt.
Between now and when we talk to Dave and everything, we can get all of that information.
I think I'd like to make a motion that we postpone this until we figure what's out going on here.
Well, we could just take no action on it. We don't
can we also get the mission font? Can we get like information like the mission of that committee and you know sort of the history of it? So that we can just compare the two and be able to say, oh, this is clearly for this purpose and this is clearly for this purpose.
I'm surprised there's nobody from the trails committee here tonight. Too.
I am.
Oh.
Hence the questions.
Track committee?
Track.
He's on track. Track committee, not the trails committee.
He's on the trails committee.
Well, technically I'm in the trails committee. So, this does sound vaguely familiar, so we probably... 2 years ago when we had passed this, I wouldn't be surprised if that was in there. Yeah, and I think what, Fawn's point is that it's the name of the study. It's the name of the study that also included the trail. So that's why that's there. But look, I understand if there's some concern about this, and I have no problem not taking action on it until we get some clarification from the sponsor.
And with all due respect, the fact that it was there 2 years ago is another go back to the last resolution, which we pulled from us because a few years ago the county did something that the state wasn't doing, and now they are. It's time to update it.
Yep. It's not a problem. Yeah, I'm fine. We'll take no action, and we will move to the next resolution. This is resolution 132.
How about
129? Oh, wait,
129?
No, you wanted to take RCAL first, you said.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that is the one.
This was 99.
Oh, well,
yeah, the trail one was 99.
Right. Mary's here, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do 129.
Okay.
All right, 129 is authorizing the chair of the legislature to enter into an agreement with Awareness for the 2020 appropriation. Move for discussion.
So moved.
Second? Okay. Very good. Well, we have...
Talk to us, Mary.
Mary here tonight.
Did you all get a copy of these?
Got it electronically. I haven't heard
of it. They emailed to us?
It was an attachment. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Or you can have that one, too, if you want.
So...
Do you want one, Peter?
I have it. Wait a second.
I see some.
Yeah.
I want it.
So I don't know, do you want to take a minute to just read over the different components and I can answer questions? And there's also a contact sheet that shows you every program we're doing and how many contacts we've had, and it would probably look better on the computer than it does on this piece of paper.
Well, for the most part, it's what, 12.5 to be applied toward administration costs. Right.
Yeah, it's a peer-to-peer education program where we help youth help each other. This is our 14th year.
Yeah, costs associated with providing counseling to.
So, where do you work out of? How is it?
Well, I don't have an office, but we're in New Falls High School with an after-school program. We took kids from that program to Ellenville last year, and we peer-trained them and started a program.
That's what was on the chart. Ellenville and the New Falls.
And then we have a church both in Ellenville and New Falls where we meet with people over 18 because we don't mix age or risk levels. And we are currently in the New Paltz Middle School. We did an 8-week pilot program at the end of last year in June, and now we're in there every Wednesday bringing high school kids into the middle schoolers' lunch.
Is there plans for expanding this to the other school districts?
We would love to, but we just need to find some more resources because I do this as a volunteer, and it's hard. I have the volunteers that I have. Like, I have a 26-year-old that just graduated SUNY New Paltz, and she's now looking for a job, which I would love for this to be her job. I have a lot of kids in recovery on the older end. I say anyone's a kid from 38 under because my oldest is 38. So I have some, like, 33-year-olds just got 3 years in recovery last week that have been with us since they got into recovery. And then we have the program for the New Paltz court uses us, and other courts can use us, but we're only based in New Paltz.
So this is this primarily because you're talking about in recovery and stuff, this is primarily for drug addiction?
It kind of covers pretty much, touches on everything, but it's education, not counseling. So it's kind of, it's self-directed and self-assessed, so that we tell the kids right in the beginning, we use a script from a doctor, Ken Winters, had developed a program. And it was a script that clinical people would read to their kids who were having an intervention. So we piloted, with his permission, having the kids read the script. And we had a 90% success rate with youth identifying the need to change their behavior in some way, shape, or form. Risk and harm reduction, not abstinence-based. So we start out telling them, we're not here to tell you what to do. So it takes that whole, I'm doing this because you're telling me. So yeah, and then a high percentage of the kids stay on to help become peer leaders.
The next generation.
Exactly.
So it should.
I move that we approve it.
I second it.
Yeah. I think we're, okay, well. All right.
Do we have to?
No, I think we already moved it and seconded it for discussion. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
that was for discussion.
Right. Yeah, no, I know. Anything else? All right, very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Jeez, I think that was the easiest time you've ever had.
Yeah.
I like programs at work.
No.
It's
not expensive. Move on before somebody starts asking questions.
By the way, hats off to you for all the volunteer work you're doing. Thank you. Kids today is a different world than we remember.
Now we got to try to get some of the restorative justice money. The opioids into this program.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like the way she thinks.
Alrighty, we will move on to our last resolution, 132, authorizing the chair to enter into an agreement with the Resource Center for Accessible Living. No.
Move it.
I'll move it. Second.
And this is
procedures.
I know I've been here a lot for this, but
this is $15,000 to help offset costs for training in areas of pre-vocational behavior modifications, social skills, special education services. But we've got the right guy here tonight. So, Anthony, if you want to discuss it.
So, RCAL, the Resource Center for Accessible Living, has 14 different departments. And actually, something I wanted to do is ask every single one of you to call me and come down and see our site and see what we do, so I can talk to you about all the programs and all the different ways that we can be involved in the county. I think we're on pretty much every committee out there.
We should put together a tour as a committee to come see.
We could do it that way. It's probably the easiest way for me to do a tour is to walk you from room to room and show you each the way that it goes. And sometimes with all of us, we'd have a little trouble maneuvering. So, because our hallways aren't that wide. Mm-hmm. But we can work it out however you want. I do have tea in my office. But the particular anyway, this particular program that we're talking about is employment, and we're trying to work within the county initiatives of creating jobs and creating a job force. As we know, there aren't as many jobs around at the moment. I'm sorry, backwards. There are too many jobs for the amount of people that are around at the moment. So if we can take individuals who are not your, quote, star performers and make them the individuals that are employable, that's what the pre-provocational program is about. We're talking about individuals with developmental disabilities who are not currently working in the workforce. And for the pre-vocational program,
takes an individual who needs to be guided in a manner that you wouldn't even originally think of. So, you know, why do I have to, you know, not you should be on time every day, but why do I have to be on time? What is the difference? What do you mean I have to shower today? I showered yesterday. What is the difference? Leave me alone. So you've got to work on those kinds of skills. So our employment program is multiple layered. It includes pre-vocational all the way up to individuals who just have a bad back and need a new career and now need some help rewriting their resume because they haven't done it in 35 years. And so it goes all the way across the spectrum. There is, I want to say, 6 programs just within our employment program. We are going out into the community, and we are bringing people. We work with New Paltz transfer station. We have the kids that we say, again, we say kids, and you shouldn't say kids, but we have the anybody younger than me at this point, I agree, is, you know. So they volunteer at different sites to gain different types of experience. Are you familiar with our loan closet?
Yes.
Okay. That's great. So our loan closet is a durable medical equipment center where if you are a person who does not have insurance and you break your leg or you need a wheelchair or you need a knee scooter or you need whatever it is that you need, and your insurance is going to charge you $200, $300 for these things. We rent things for as low as $5 to as high as $25 for a 3-month period so that you could not have to bear that expense. We encourage people who have insurance to donate items to us so that we can get them and continue to do this. But we've been combining in the loan closet with the pre-vocational program and having the individuals run it as if it was a store. We made a little tiny storefront in a building that we already own. And we have another area of the building that we're looking to use as a workshop space so that we can do classroom environment and that kind of stuff. Right now we're doing it out of our conference room.
How do you get referred people to your program? I see on here with the scope of services says that approximately 20 individuals go through your pre-vocational.
Per year.
No, and I'm just thinking, I mean, in Ulster County, 20 is like nothing compared to the need.
So the pre-vocational program is for developmentally disabled individuals only.
Okay.
And we get referrals via case coordinators.
Do you have like a waiting list then?
Sometimes. Really? It depends on the time of year and what's happening with pre-voc. So now that we say 20 for pre-vocational, we also serve a lot of other people in SEMP, which is supported employment. We do job coaching. We do resume development. We're serving a lot more people.
That's my question.
And we actually have
like an awful low number.
We actually have a staff of about 8 people just in the employment department. And so the Office of Persons with Developmental Disabilities hires case managers to work with you specifically, and then at a team meeting of you and all of your people who are involved with you, if you're an individual with a developmental disability, I'm trying to use person first language and I'm not good at it.
You're doing okay.
then it could be identified that there's a desire for the individual to work. It has to be the individual's desire. Nobody can make you do anything that you don't want to do. And then the referral would come from the case manager, the case coordinator, to the Office of Persons with Developmental Disability, and then we would get a voucher.
Gotcha.
And then, so that's how that comes. If it's any one of the other programs, it could also come through community referral through Access VR, which is Adult Continuing Cooperative Educational Services. Leave off the last S for savings. Vocational rehabilitation. Yeah, we talk in acronyms. And so we actually host the county community meeting, which you have to attend if you want to self-refer yourself for Access services. And so we do that, then we assist them through our benefits program, another program that we have to fill out the application, then it gets sent to Access VR, they get assigned a counselor, then they get referred back to us to work with them. Nothing is easy, this is government. So that's how that works. We've been partnering with other agencies. We've just written I don't know, hope to God I'm not going to say something controversial, but we just made an MOU with Rubco for the almshouse, so that when that is being built, we're going to bring one of our workshops over to them, and it'll be completely open to the community in general. You won't have to have a referral from any agency to be able to go to that. Once we get the different funding for capital improvement in one of our other buildings, we'll be offering workshops in there, which will be open to the public in general. So this is basically an offset of administrative costs for the supervisor and all that of these programs.
So I'm curious, was this approved last year? Is this continued funding?
No.
Is this a new request?
So this has been 2.5 years, I feel like, at this point. We came, we were told... We came, we were told we were in the wrong time period, we would come back, then we were told that we were in the wrong time period again. So it's been kicking around, but it did go through, and I presented to...
I was just asking, is this the first time that this...
This is the first time we're getting this funds.
Ways and Means, right?
Yes, Ways and Means.
Okay. Yeah. Look, it's an incredible organization.
It's an eye-opener.
No, absolutely. Yep, and Anthony's the best guy that can run. He's a wealth of information.
Just out of curiosity, can I ask what your annual budget is?
Our entire annual budget is unfortunately fallen back down to $1.7 million.
So this is a small ask compared to your entire. I didn't know what your entire budget was.
So we were at 2.4 when the state allowed us to do Medicaid service coordination. They changed the rules. We didn't do anything wrong. They turned Medicaid service coordination into care coordination. They created all these weird rules about conflict of interest to protect people from housing controlling. And they took 450 agencies across the state and made it be 6. So we were not one of the 6 because we couldn't handle the 20,000 people that they wanted us to be able to handle in multiple regions. So that cost us $800,000 a year out of our annual budget. So I'm serving approximately 4,000 people across the board. I am doing it with approximately 30 full-timers, 50 part-timers, and I'm doing it all for $1.7 million.
I think it's a great organization. I move that we approve this.
I second it.
Yep. No, absolutely. Does an amazing job.
Out of my mind.
So, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, actually, I have to abstain from this vote because I sit on the board of directors. So.
So I do mean it that I would love for you guys to come, and I'll give you what I call the board tour when I'm trying to get somebody to come be on our board, and then, hey, if you just want to be on our board. I'll give you information about every single one of our programs, and if nothing else, then I'll just dub you an ambassador so that you'll know who about our services to come in. Come and see us and help people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right. Very good. Well, that wraps it up. Resolutions. Any old business, new business, anything in between? No? Oh, Dr. Smith, have anything? No? You good?
So far, so good.
Okay. All
right. Motion to adjourn?
Yeah. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good job.
Thanks.